And that's Sinead Ní Uailgeáin now here again to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers. John S. Doyle.
The world holds its breath, says the headline on the Irish Daily Mail, over matched pictures of Donald Trump and Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump's threat of aerial attacks on Iran by the United States makes the subhead, with his characteristic statement, "I may do it, I may not do it." The Ayatollah is more forthright, warning the US of irreparable damage if it intervenes. Tehran said that no Iranian would ever grovel at the gates of the White House. War of the words, says the Irish Sun. In the Irish Times, Sally Hayden reports from Beirut that Iran entered a near-total internet blackout yesterday as Iran and Israel continued attacking each other and questions swirled about whether the US would directly enter the war. The Irish Independent reports that Trump's ambiguous comments add a new layer of tension to the deepening Israel-Iran clash. Bedlam in London is how the Belfast Telegraph describes the scene as Liam O'Gohany arrived at Westminster Magistrates Court yesterday. The bedlam was brought about by the supporters of the rap trio Kneecap, of which he is a member. And there is much coverage and many photographs in the other papers after O'Hany was released on bail as his case was adjourned in advance of a hearing. Hundreds of protesters were present, among them rock star Paul Weller, according to the Irish Daily Star. It was a festival atmosphere, says the Telegraph. As the papers report, the court heard that O'Hany faces criminal charges for supporting a proscribed terrorist organisation and not his support for the people of Palestine. The prosecutor said he was well within his rights to voice his opinion on Israel and Palestine, but the alleged incident at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town, North London, disclosed on a video in which he allegedly wore and displayed the flag of Hezbollah, a proscribed terrorist organisation, while saying "up Hamas, up Hezbollah," was a wholly different thing. O'Hany is denying the charges. The Irish Examiner leads with the results of an opinion poll the National Women's Health Survey carried out among 1,000 women. Niamh Griffin reports its finding that a third of women cannot afford to have a baby or another child, and younger women in particular are forced to put family plans on hold. One in three also said they would delay having children because of their career or until they have reached certain financial goals. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a story about a man who reporter Michael O'Toole describes as the chief suspect in the Annie McCarrick murder investigation. Annie's secret last date is the headline. In the Times lead story, Owen Burke Kennedy reports the central bank as saying that changes to the state's system of rent pressure zones will have a positive effect on supply but will be painful for renters. Dodgy boxes are the main interest for the Independent. That's illegal streaming devices for watching televised material. Adrian Weckler reports that Sky Ireland is warning up to 400,000 dodgy box users of consequences if they are caught illegally streaming sport or films. There's no dodgy boxes in the case of Jackie Daly, accordion legend as he is described in The Examiner. The man who put the planxty into the Sliabh Lochra tradition, as Pat O'Connell calls him, celebrates his 80th birthday this weekend and talks about a career playing and recording with De Donnan, Arcady, Seamus Cray, Kevin Burke and many more. Daly is contemplating a second collection of his own tunes. He tells a tale of how a Sligo Leitrim version of the tune The Books of Oran Mór once earned the disapproval of musician John Kelly. Connie Connell was playing it in Dublin and John Kelly said to me, "What's that?" He said, "Jackie, the books should not be interfered with." So I'm thinking of calling my book Jackie Daly and the ones he interfered with.
John S. Doyle, 12 minutes past 8. Housing Minister James Brown is here in studio after this.